Hello and welcome to Extra Noises on Parental Guidance Suggested.
It's like the SpaghettiOs that have calcium in them. Like, who?
We should say who we are. Jane Ellen.
And Adam Cravens.
Okay, continue.
But you probably know that
probably by
this point.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you've got the meatballs. Spaghetti and meatballs. I get that. Like the
Wait a
alphabet
minute.
Shapes.
Wait, there's a spaghetti and meatball flavored cereal?
No.
Oh.
No, this is like the can of, like, and you're going through them all, and, you know, you got, like, this one that's got, like, Frank's in
gross.
It instead. Then you get to this one, and I'm like, SpaghettiOs with calcium. And I'm like, who decided that was a sell? Like, what's so different about calcium that I can't just have it in all of my SpaghettiOs?
Like, what's wrong with my mind that when you said calcium, my brain said cereal? As in Cheerios, and I thought, spaghetti and meatball Cheerios, that's
spaghetti
gross.
And meatball, why would you put that with milk? And I'm just looking at it the other day, and I'm like, how is that a selling point? Like, and who is so deficient in their calcium that they're like, oh, I've got to get it from everywhere, just everywhere. Where else can I get calcium? SpaghettiOs with calcium.
Mm.
I still don't get it. Like, does calcium taste different? Like,
well, there are two different kinds of calcium, I can tell you that, because I only absorb calcium citrate. The other is calcium nitrate.
Does it make noodles taste different?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Nor do I care.
Fair enough. maybe somebody at Campbell's or wherever knows.
But
Chef Boyarnie, I bet he knows.
Oh, he is brilliant. But a spaghetti tasting cereal. I mean, they're doing biscuits and gravy potato chips. In case people don't understand, a potato chip comes, this is a movie review podcast. A potato chip comes from a potato that's sliced really thin and fried, thus making it a chip.
So, I mean, at best, it's barely even a potato.
Yes, but it's supposed to be potato-esque.
Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. If you can have a cappuccino-flavored potato chip, like, biscuit and gravy seems downright reasonable.
I guess.
At that point. Like, I don't... Just give me some mesquite barbecue or, you know, some Cheez-Em flavor, whatever.
Like, Cheez-Em is a flavor?
For Pringles. Cheez-Em's is a, yeah.
Because it sounds like, never mind. Anyway, let's talk about our film for today. And it was not number one at the box office today, or top five even. But it's got Sulu, and he's looking for his kid.
Does it not George Takei? Mind you, like, that's not the Sulu, like, John Cho, is that?
I think it is John Cho.
I believe so. Anyway.
He's in so much stuff. Did you know that?
Check out his IMDb's. Like,
yes.
This guy don't stop. Like, I mean.
It's like, he was at Sleepy Hollow, the TV show Sleepy Hollow. He did, like, 8 episodes of that while the Star Treks were coming out. And was he in Hawaii Five-O? Or am
probably,
I?
Probably. Like, he really is in, like, everything.
He is in almost every show you've ever seen or will be. Anyway, so Sulu's lost his kid, and we found out he had a kid in the last Star Trek. Oh, different. Sorry.
I don't think he is actually Sulu because this takes place in, well, not present day. I think it's actually 2015. So his character in Star Trek would have to be, what, 150, you know, 200. Some odd years old.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, maybe he just looks good. Maybe his plastic surgeon does really solid work.
He does look good.
And it holds up for several centuries.
At any point, does he get on the phone and say that he has a specific set of skills?
No, but he is on the phone a lot.
Okay.
I will get this out of the way first, because this was something that actually kind of kept me from seeing this before I did. I don't like found footage movies. Like, Blair Witch Project, Cloverfield. Very often, I think it's just an excuse to have bad cinematography in your films. Like, I hate the way they look. Like, I don't even get motion sick. I think it
bugs you.
I think it's ugly.
I think it's lazy filmmaking.
I mean, okay, you've got films that can use kind of that Steadicam look. Like, okay, Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Spielberg used that to incredible effect in that the very beginning of the film where they're doing the D-Day invasion.
Mm-hmm.
That is an exceptional use of a Steadicam right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever you just get sloppy with that and, like, you're intercutting, like, 24 times in a fight scene, That's bad filmmaking. And a lot of times, like the your found footage movies, I also feel are just, they seem lazily written. Like your characters just, they drone on and on and on. Like they're badly written. I've already discussed how I feel about the cinematography. They're just not good movies. And this is essentially a found footage
I didn't even
film.
Know that. I just knew
everything is
a guy
done,
lost his kid. That's it.
Everything is done from the perspective of like, if he has a conversation with his daughter, we see it in FaceTime. If he is, if we're looking at any kind of thing that's flashback, it's an old MP4 that he had on the hard drive of his computer. Like everything is essentially done through the computer in some way. Like you have phones, and if like you need a bit of like narration, or if you need any kind of update on what's going on, they've got it like set up in their car. And like it's hood mounted, and they're talking to the other character. You can see the character in screen within screen.
So basically, the folks in this movie did not even have to be on set at the same time.
I mean, in most cases, no. Like you could have shot this entire thing. I mean, there are a couple of ones where like you're looking at YouTube cuts of news footage, and they did have to appear together there. But for the most part, no. You would not have to be in the same room in the same state. As wow. this character.
So before we discuss more, did you like it?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is the reason why, like, I wanted to make sure that I had specified. I don't like found footage movies because very often I think they're lazy. I think they're lazy. They're ugly. Like there isn't a lot to bring to the table besides I need to waste 2 hours.
Right.
Oh, we'll do this. It's a really well constructed, like interesting, like it even has an emotional beats. And if you're thinking about the way that they're doing, like I said, picture if you had to tell the entirety of a story, but you could only use like your FaceTime, MP4s, like you're watching like people send emails to each other. Like this film could have been just horribly boring. Just flat, like ugly. But like the way that they're intercutting between this stuff, like there's a dramatic build like to it. Like it builds tension. And, like, this is a very different way to make a movie. Seems like there was maybe a horror movie called Friended or Unfriended or something. Like, I haven't seen it. But, like, that's the only one that comes to my mind that has a similar premise to this film.
That is interesting. And Do you know the director?
I am going to mispronounce this.
Oh.
The producer, if I'm remembering correctly, is, interestingly enough, the guy that made Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
That film that my friend did not get cast in.
Oh, that's, yes.
That movie. You know, I don't think I've ever seen that, and I've wanted to see it since I first heard they were making it.
Anish Chaganti.
All right. Way to go, Anish.
I've never heard of any other film that that he has done.
You're
Adventure Wisconsin, Microeconomics, Monster, Alibi.
Not Monster. Monster Alibi.
Monsters, comma.
Oh.
Another film, Alibi. It's not.
Oh, but not.
It's not the Disney, Disney Pixar's.
No,
it's not the third one where Sully,
Monster,
where Sully gets convicted for murder
killer.
And he needs an alibi. Okay. Speaking of which, I would watch that.
I could get you with one eye open.
I'm looking at this guy's filmography right now. Google Glass Seeds, the short film, is what he did before this. So maybe this guy was like the best qualified person you could get to it.
Was any of it used with like a Google Glass type of device?
All of it looks very... Okay, you know how like if you're watching a home video that's shot in the 1980s, how even without me telling you this was shot with a home video camera, how you can probably just tell that it is. All of this looks authentic to whenever they're FaceTime. Like, it doesn't look like they shot it with, like, a high-definition camera and then converted it to that. I wouldn't be surprised if most of this was shot with the stuff that it's saying. Like, if you're, you know, having a, like, a, you're using Google to chat with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you're, like I said, you're sending pictures. All of it looks authentic to what it's doing. Like, if they're doing something on Tumblr, Twitter, like, any of this, all of it looks very The verisimilitude is there, is basically what I'm saying.
Well, like, that's a $10 word you used there, Adam.
$12 if you go up to Canada.
Oh, goodness. So the story is, did he have a good relationship with his daughter? Is she kidnapped? Is she lost? Does she have amnesia? Did she choose to stay away? Or does that ruin it if you tell me anything?
This is very, and I don't mean Tarantino-esque in, like, that Samuel L. Jackson is there, or there's just an obtrusive amount of cursing or blood. The film unfolds, not necessarily, like, in real time, mm-hmm. but you find out information when you need to find out, like, information. Like, which
so it's
seems
called
to
searching,
be,
but not missing.
Correct. Hmm. Because I think because he's Googling a lot. It's a play on the
it could have been called
the
Googling.
The social media and the internet aspects of it.
He could have called it Googling.
More or less what happens is, like, he and his daughter communicate on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. Like, he messages her. She's got, you know, piano lessons. Like, she'll stop by the house. They'll have dinner. He'll, like, leave the money for her piano lessons mm-hmm. on there. And then it shows her giving him a call real late. Real late one night, like 2-3 in the morning.
So is she like college age, or
I believe she is like late high school.
Okay.
Like in this.
So divorced, she's with mom.
Mom very early in the film is revealed has an incurable disease and she passes. So it puts kind of an emotional distance between.
Oh, but they live together.
They
live together. All right, got it.
And she calls him very late one night, but he's, I mean, this is 3-4 in the morning. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't get it, doesn't think anything of it, just because, I mean, you know, kids don't always instantly answer their phones. Like, so he's not thinking about it. Just message said, hey, you know, you did this. And then it gets to like 4:00 that day. He sends this at 7:30 this morning and his daughter has an answer. And I'm going to tell you this right now. No kid that has a cell phone does not look at it for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just, that does, an adult, I'll buy that. Like, if you know, your grandpa doesn't instantly shoot you back a text message, fine.
Mm-hmm.
That is completely within the realm of possibility. There's no kid. Now, if they don't, they may not send you the text message, but they looked.
Yeah.
They may choose not to respond to you immediately. Mm-hmm. But no kid, like, gets on there, checks their messenger on Facebook, and is just like,
eh.
Now, I don't need to know what's going on socially in the...
Nah.
No, I'm going to put that down. Where's a book? I need a book.
I'd give you an hour. Let's say the phone was totally dead.
Maybe you took
I'll
a nap.
I'll give you an hour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll buy that. But at no, like, when you were between classes, when you were using the restroom,
while
you're waiting for, you know, your food at Taco Bell, you're on there just going, oh, well, neat. Look at that. Oh, I didn't realize that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Flashing news. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. So, so then he has to figure out, you know, where was she last? Who was she with? Yada, yada, yada.
Like, he realizes that he doesn't really know a lot about, like, his daughter's friends. So, like, mm-hmm. he starts, like, he's trying to hack her Facebook account, like, to see what she was doing. Like, he's going back through, like, text messages, mm-hmm. messenger messages. Like, she's got a Venmo account. It shows that she's making, like, deposits there, and she makes a very large deposit right before she's going missing. Like, there's a lot of stuff that this doesn't seem like the girl that he knew or raised, and he has to start piecing together this information. Eventually, the police get involved when he reports a missing person, but, like, It's not an open and shut case.
Interesting.
Yeah. It
sounds like an interesting, different kind of movie.
My expectations were very low. I knew that it was a found footage movie, and it just, I was like, okay, fine. It's going to be a procedural, but done through, like, the prism of Facebook and, you know, my tablet or, you know, my mm-hmm. whatever Apple product I have, my iPhone. And it was, they really took that and used it in a way that it plays to its strengths. Like, because all of us, if you don't use all those things, like, you have a Facebook account, you have a mm-hmm. Gmail account, you use Twitter, like, you know these things or have interacted with them. And you start thinking about, okay, what would I, okay, my like, the other thing that caught me about this movie, as a parent, this is more horrifying than any Freddy Krueger, like Jason Voorhees. Like, your child's missing, and you have to, like, that's a real thing. And as a parent, like, that's mm-hmm. That's the thing that your nightmares are made of. And mm-hmm. I'm sitting there going, okay, one of my kids goes missing. What do I do? Like, how do I...
You thank me for telling you about MobiCop.
Yeah.
Which is something that they can't find on their phone, which shows you everything.
To be fair, he didn't know about that.
Okay.
This was 2015. Right. Maybe it didn't exist then.
Oh, it totally did, yeah.
And the movie would have been 7 minutes.
That's
he would
true.
Have been like, he would have been like, where's my daughter? And they'd be like, she's there. And he'd be like, oh. Wow.
That's all that.
Fair enough.
Thank you for coming.
All right. Have a good night, folks. Short film.
Because I've usually finished the popcorn. But my goal is to have the popcorn done through the half hour of previews.
And then get my free refill.
Oh, you know what I do now? I'm going to school you on your free refill, okay?
I'm down with it. I can't because it has carbs, but like everyone else that's there with me can.
So you go up there with your bucket because we're Americans and we like to eat out of buckets.
America. Or troughs if they're
yes.
available.
So you have the bucket filled. While you're still there, you ask for a cardboard box for sharing. You dump it out. You hand them the bucket back, and they fill it back up again for free.
And they're just sitting there going, I should have seen that coming. Should have known it.
Well, it beats, you know, like...
There's a significant upcharge.
Care.
There's a significant upcharge on that popcorn.
They don't care.
It does not cost $8, okay?
No.
Maybe it does for the entire supply for the month.
Yeah.
Oh, not
hilarious at AMC. I knew this because I read my buckets. And these workers were talking to each other. You know, it said so right on the bucket. You can get a free refill anytime with the bucket, but none of us noticed.
Well, I mean, I guarantee you, like, they're not having to go through. Like, when they go see a movie, they're probably just coming in there with their bucket, dipping the thing down into the, like, they don't have to worry about the, yeah. all their refills are free with their buckets.
You'll appreciate this. There was a theater, this is where I saw all my movies in Springfield, Virginia. It was called The Rocking Chair. You'll never guess why. The chairs rocked. Anyway.
Like, rock!
Or, no, they were
or
really
literally
cushy,
they
rocked. Not
like I'm at Cracker Barrel.
Not that type of rocking chair, but kind of like not a glider rocking, but...
Just a smooth, satisfying...
Yes, and it was lovely. And I'll never forget going to see a matinee with one of my buds, and, you know, how the popcorn spills out into the glass area where they keep it and scoop it up from.
Yeah.
There is the manager sticking his hand all in there. Just stick his hand back in the popcorn. This is before people at sandwich places wore little gloves on their hands or anything. He's just...
This is back in the 80s.
Yeah. We ate it anyway. We didn't care. We survived. But now, it's appalling to think of it.
My grandparents had a farm. There's a good Lord knows what all made it into my digestive system when I was playing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say, like, I wasn't a dirty kid, but like, I didn't, like, I was not just exhaustively washing my hands at every point. Mm-hmm. Like, there was goats, cows, chicken. Like, there was all manner of stuff, like, out there. It's really remarkable. I don't have any, like, permanent scars on my body. Like, I jumped out of barns. Like, I mean, I did a lot of stuff that, by every, like, reasonable estimation, I should have broken something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do it. Now, my cousins did.
Yeah.
But that's because they were following me.
Yeah.
And
they're stupid.
I was giving them life lessons real early. Real early. Even though they were older than me.
Does it not blow your mind that 3.4 million chickens, A, lived in North Carolina, B, drowned because of Florence? 3.4 million chickens in North Carolina alone drowned.
This has nothing to do with the movie.
No.
What is the United States chicken population?
Clearly a lot more than
I mean,
thought.
If we're just talking about one state.
And they didn't kill them all.
And I'm not even talking about those genetically bred ones from KFC.
No.
I mean, what about just like... natural, non-delicious chickens.
I was just thinking, I could see a coop that said extra delicious,
not
extra crispy.
Not ones with the herbs and spices. Unherbed and spiced chickens.
I don't know. That's what really blew my mind.
I mean, honestly, like, if I was on Jeopardy, I would not be able to answer that.
Have you seen the footage of the firefighters just hosing off Interstate 40 because of the giant fish?
No.
Because when the floodwaters came in, it
yeah.
brought the fish, and then the water went out, and they're like, you know, 2-foot-long fish and thousands.
Probably
of
a
them.
Decent, yeah, probably decent weight on that fish too.
Yeah, and I'm thinking,
surprised a whole bunch of them that weren't getting like Facebook photos of it, just holding it up and being like,
"There's,
what I got."
There's video. Apparently, the smell is memorable.
Would probably hint of fish. Like,
I'm wondering, you know, could any of them be salvaged? Like, if you caught it just as the water was going back down, you know, before they were on the road.
Yeah, because you don't want naturally dead fish. You want fish that died from, like, hooks to the face.
And why aren't all the bears in the world there eating them?
That is a sci-fi movie with at least 3 sequels.
See? Just why? Why?
If Sharknado can be a thing, like, bear avalanche can be a thing.
And I had in my mind someone making the wrong decision. Well, we've got, because I read this today, we've got 5,500 hog carcasses out there. What are we going to do with them? Bring in the crocs! And the crocs clean up the bloated, stinking pigs. And then...
But what do you do with the crocs?
Like I said, they made a poor decision, and that's the movie.
That, yeah. I mean, wait. You get
Croc-nado.
The croc wrangler.
Yeah.
That's how he, that's, that, he's kind of similar to the Pied Piper, but like he wrangles croc, or he's the croc whisperer. You get, because Robert Redford's about to retire. Didn't he say he was?
Yeah, then he took it back.
Well, because he has to come out for croc wrangler.
And he only wears alligator shoes.
That's like, just so they know not to mess with him.
Yes.
Just be like, oh, he's killed one of ours.
We should write this.
We are. Are you listening? we're writing it as we speak.
I mean, I could see
sci-fi.
We got
the first draft right here.
We've already
got
with this.
We got Bear Avalanche and we got Croc Whisper.
I think Casey Affleck's already signed on.
He's like, he is just nodding his head as he listens. I don't know how we got here from searching.
Seriously, that would work.
I mean, yes. If I've read these synopsises correctly, or synopsi, from the later Sharknado movies, there is no reason.
Yeah.
These cannot be legit sci-fi original films. Like, they're not Lifetime movie material.
No.
But that's sci-fi, S-Y-F-Y kind of material.
That happens all the time. You bring in something to get rid of the other something.
No, I don't think bloated carcasses of pigs and crocs come in.
And I'll tell you why this stuck in my mind. Many hurricanes or monsoons ago in some third world country, I remember just reading that maybe it was the tsunami. I'm not sure. I don't say this to be offensive. I read it on the internet, so it's true. But wherever it was, they didn't have a lot of help at the time.
Resources.
They didn't have the resources. And so there were a lot of bodies that were left in the water. Or near the water. And it just so happened that where they were, there were a lot of either crocodiles or alligators. I have not learned to tell the difference. And so they were eating.
One of them sees you in a while.
Yes. Okay.
I believe that's the difference.
So whatever these reptiles were, they were
later.
Eating the corpses. It. And that stayed with me. Because, you know, who wants to see there's Uncle, he's gone. You know, it's horrible.
I mean this with all seriousness. That is no stupider than the plot to Jeepers Creepers.
Having the scarecrow, the crocs, right?
The one that can fly or something.
Oh, I don't know if it flies. It needs a brain.
The point I'm making is, if that could be a film that garnered, I think, at least 2 sequels, like the crocodile situation that you're describing to me is completely plausible. And can take up at least an hour and a half of film time.
We could call it the crocodile situation. No, it would be, come on. It'll come to me.
Or
Croc-nado is okay, but no.
I don't think you want to go with NATO.
No.
Or, like, we can go ahead and put Bear Avalanche, like, into production while we're working on croc situation or croc... Whatever we decide.
Something.
Whisper, croc.
Okay. And there can even be some stupid thing, because there's always some stupid thing in those types of films where, look, and the cheerleaders from this college showed up to help get the fish off the road. Oh, they're all being sprayed down. There's like 2 minutes.
What demographic are we going for? Like,
I'm just assuming. I think
Cinemax.
It's,
like, no. let's not make. Let's keep it highbrow. Okay, I'm not saying we're winning Best Picture here.
Okay, I think it's 18 to 25 year old males.
I'm telling you, we're attracting the wrong crowd. I mean, I guess it's, if that's the direction we choose to go, but I think we want to steer it the other way. Like, at least go for a small theatrical window. Like,
you want a theatrical window?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right, I was just looking for maybe a YouTube
movie
deal.
Movie of the week, like on whatever.
Oh, and
Disney new streaming service has got to be looking for content. Like,
Oh boy.
Look at all those crocs there, Goof.
Oh boy.
look at the rotten pig carcasses, Goof. We got to get rid of them. What? What's a Donald do? No, don't release the crocs.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We can go the animated route.
Tell
the cheerleaders to go back. We're going to go a different way.
No, that would be Daphne. It's like, oh, Donald. You know, do your thing. Make the noise. And then say, get out of here.
Or that's what it sounds like when one of the crocs gets Donald.
Yes, yes,
and they're just like, oh, Donald, no. Oh. Feathers everywhere.
But anyway, there were a lot of fish on Interstate 40. The end.
True story. Yes.
Yeah, true story.
Well, there were until we got the fire hose.
Yeah, I don't know if they're...
Still there.
They could be.
Now they're in the ditches.
I don't know. I just don't know.
I didn't read that part of the story.
I just saw the video. And honest to God, it was two guys with the fire hose. And they're like, what small straw?
Were they at least
straw?
Firemen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What small straw did they pick to go out in the heat with the stinking, rotting fish?
Hey, I know there's like that dry, hot
Let's get the newbies.
Fish tank out there. We need you to go out there for the next 8 hours, Jim and Bob, spray fish off 40. And they're just like, you got to be kidding, Sarge. I don't want to do that. I'd be like, sorry, boys. talk to you Monday. Have a good weekend.
That's exactly how it happened. I'm sure. I just can't get the cheerleaders.
If they go straight to video for the next Lethal Weapon, that's what they can use the plot.
Okay.
Murtaugh and Riggs are just out there. How did we get in this detail? Jeez.
Okay, so which leads us back to the movie we're reviewing, Searching.
Yes.
You should see it.
Yes, like I said, remarkably more interesting a film than I thought that I was going to be getting.
Good sentence, Adam.
Remarkably more. Whatever. Makes sense.
Do you know what you're going to say next?
If you can make up words and then we allow them, I can get an occasionally like ill grammared.
Oh boy.
Sentence. Oh, Goof.
So.
Well, look at that. They've eaten Donald Tanner's.
So some people on their way to a religious service, maybe they're talking religious matters. Not in my vehicle.
Yeah.
It was Pee Wee Herman, Mickey Mouse saying the strangest things. Kermit the Frog. I mean, just everyone. How deep can your voice be? Mom, you sound like a pedophile. I mean, it's like Roland, I don't have an ice cream truck. It was just constant. Because you assume. You just assume.
In my family, it was always the one who's loudest that gets to talk. And I think that's probably what caused... Like, no one ever accused my sister and I of, like, needing to speak up.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to understand from a lot of you and I's upbringing what created the... I'm going to call us adults.
Yes.
That you see here before you today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot more sense.
Jenna's new thing is she can do a very deep voice, a freakishly deep voice. And she likes to come up behind people at school and say hello, like, you know, Hi, Thomas. Only it's like, seriously, if I didn't know it was my kid, I would think it was a boy whose voice is changing.
It's almost unrecognizable.
Yes, it's true. It's unrecognizable as her. So I really think I'm going to get that beach house from her voiceover career, because clearly mine's not going to take off yet. So it's freakish and so well done. And she likes to scare people with it by coming up behind them. And okay, it's, I think you have to be there.
Actually, I'm taking a look at what's coming up. It's actually a good, and I say good week, like relatively.
Okay, anything with any Asians in it? Because clearly you've done two Asian-centric movies, and they've both been good.
I was thinking about that, too. Well, one's called Hellfest, which I don't...
Asian Hellfest?
I'm sure that there is Asian actors in there. And Kevin Hart's new one, Night School.
Asian Night School?
Unless Kevin Hart is...
He could be.
Asian.
Kevin Hart and the Animals with Jimmy Fallon, one of the funniest clips I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, we've got Night School, Hellfest, and then the week after that, we have Venom.
Okay.
So, that's pretty
and
good.
And then you got the Clocks thing. Again, I say again because I assume you heard me the other day. I never thought I'd say Cate Blanchett and Jack Black star in the same film.
Jack Black was in Peter Jackson's King Kong.
I know that
he rarely gets any respect as I love Tenacious D. I like School of Rock. Like, I like funny Jack Black, but I do think he's actually not maybe on Cate Blanchett's level.
Few people are.
And it's probably because he did Gulliver's Travels. Like, that probably, put him in Hollywood jail for some time.
But he did an excellent version. What was that thing where he's the Southern guy who kills a lady? It's a guy's name.
Yeah,
Benny.
That is not at all what
You've
Benji
seen it,
is about.
Because we've talked about... And there was a dog, and he was lost.
There's a little dog, no, and he solved mysteries.
He's a Southerner, and it's either his mom or a friend of his that's an old lady, and he kills her and puts her in the freezer but pretends she's alive, and he's the funeral director, and the whole town is like, he's such a great guy. He wouldn't do this, and it's based on a true story. Anyone?
I don't think you and I have seen that. It's not Benji, though. I can tell you that with absolute certainty.
Are you sure? Because
yes.
There were other Benji.
Well, okay, the Benjis, unless they went very kind of grim and gritty in a later reboot.
Now I have to look it up.
Benji always seemed pretty PC and PG to me.
Okay. I'm going to have to see. Oh my God, he's been an actor in 151 things.
Well, now, keep in mind, he wasn't.
He's in Untitled Jumanji. That's what they're calling it. Untitled Jumanji.
They'll probably change the name before it's released.
No, I want them to keep it Untitled Jumanji, because that is awesome.
Okay, in 95, Jack Black was in Neverending Story 3. I'm saying, Jack Black has been working a long time. We just didn't necessarily know him until, I think he was, I don't want to say obscure, but probably around 2001 or so.
I didn't know there were that many Tenacious D. They're videos. I thought they were movies.
Yeah, used to know.
Bernie.
We have not watched that.
Oh, I have.
Oh, well, I'm saying we have not discussed it because I haven't
Bernie,
seen it.
Bernie, small town Texas, an affable mortician strikes up a friendship with a wealthy widow, and then she becomes controlling, and he tries to leave, and then he has to shoot her. Anyway, it's excellent, and see? It was a two-syllable E ending starting with a B name.
Not about a dog, though.
Bernie, not Benji. Okay. By the way, Jack Black is superb in that. He is Jack Black in that.
And by that, she means he does not...
Yes.
He's not that over-the-top, character. He is Jack Black in that movie.
And he's also not in this week's movie, Searching.
No.
Searching for Asian Daughter. Very good.
Just Searching, not called okay. Searching for Asian Daughter.
Searching for Crazy Asian Daughter?
No, though after the popularity of Crazy Rich Asians, I bet they're sorry they didn't go that route. They're like, can we just call it Searching for Crazy Asian? And they're like, we've already printed all the posters and, we've done final cut on the movie. So, it'd be really expensive just to do that. And she's not really even crazy in the context of the movie. And they're like, well, Fair enough.
Does Marvel have an Asian superhero? Because now is the time. Asians are hot.
Master of Tai Chi.
Seriously.
Yeah.
There. Okay. In other news, I can't wait till Glass comes out. If you have not seen Unbreakable, see it now. It's because we're going to, like, fanboy all over it.
Yeah. Unbreakable is one of the few films M. Night Shyamalan is responsible for that I will not, like, projectile vomit while talking about.
Exceptional.
Unbreakable is exceptional. Roughly every other film he has done, not.
Okay, Sixth Sense was awesome.
Sixth Sense is a ripoff of an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Having never seen that,
and
I can't tell you that.
Upon further viewing, I'm going to tell you it doesn't hold. Like, okay, you Sixth Sense. The guy is there to offer psychiatric services or like help services to that kid, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right. Nobody can see him, correct?
Well, you don't know
who hired him. No, I'm saying, like, but somebody had to hire him to come there to go and, like, start helping the kid. So who hired him?
Mom's alive. I don't want to have those thoughts.
Mom didn't hire him.
Quit ruining it.
Does
for
he
everyone.
Just go door to door offering psychiatric
he
services?
Does.
Kid answers the door and he's like, well, okay.
Lord,
do you need services there, little boy?
Oh, boy. I can help you.
Oh, boy.
You.
I see dead people, goof.
Oh, all right. Anyway, Unbreakable. Watch it. But that's not the movie we're reviewing.
Searching.
Watch that as well. But then watch Unbreakable, because I really hope Glass lives up to the hype, because Unbreakable is just
because
a great movie.
If there's anything M. Night Shyamalan is known for, it's maintaining expectations and not disappointing people.
Well, I did see an interview with him. It was on Norm Macdonald Has a Show. And Norm had him on, and he said, you know, I made all this stuff to scare people, and then I had kids, and I felt, oh, I can't really do that. So that explains the suckage. They did bring up Avatar. He did hang his head in shame. And he says, now that my kids are older, I can go back to trying to scare the crap out of them. So he
blamed his kids. That's what you're telling me.
I was fine with that.
Class move there.
Fine
class
with that. Move there. You know, kids. What's wrong with
his
these
old boy,
kids
like
today?
Old Jay Shyamalan, Jay Day Shyamalan, and
Jay Twilight Shyamalan. Okay,
Z Midday Shyamalan, his daughter, like
Dusk Shyamalan. Do people call him Knight or M Knight? And what's the M for?
I want it to be something like Mike.
Yes, I do too.
Something really, really. I'm not saying people with like the name Mike are boring, but something just really kind of like not unusual.
And how often did he have to put up with people saying Shyamalan?
If I was going to shorten anything down to, like, just, like, the letter, Shyamalan's probably the name. Like, I wonder how many times Schwarzenegger had to hear people butcher his last name before he was like, maybe I should just be Arnold Smith. Maybe that is all right. Yeah, we will be, I will not be Schwarzenegger.
Okay, the movie we're reviewing is Searching. It's very good.
M. Night Shyamalan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jack Black are not in this film.
Correct. But some Asians, some fine Asian actors are, and they're very hot right now. So go for it.
Apparently. And this film could not have cost like much. And I think it's made somewhere around, I want to say, $55, $60 million.
So it's done real well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the overhead on this could not have been over $10 million, I would think.
Well, clearly they didn't have to pay the director anything because
they just shot the whole thing on
on his phone.
Yeah, he's like, here, give me your iPhone.
But I really want to see it now. I was mildly interested, and I didn't know half of what you already knew about it, but I really want to see it now.
It is actually a surprisingly engaging film.
Did you hear that, Wendy? I know you stuck with us. Go see Searching. Tell us what you think. Okay, and then Adam will see more things, and we'll discuss. Thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.